So batteries, using the time change as a reminder, is always a good way to do it. There's a debate on whether once or twice a year or whatever. I would just do twice a year just to be safe. That's what I do at my house. I would recommend that. So you spring forward, stick a battery in, test it monthly. Remember that when you're testing, you're hitting that test button, you're only testing the battery. So if you got one that's more than 10 years old, 10 years is kind of the magic number of the life expectancy of a smoke detector, you need to get a new one. Because you can keep having good batteries, but if the detector's not good because it's 15 or 20 years old, and that's no joke, I run into those all the time. Ones that are, this is from the 1980s.
Meaning it'll still beep as in the battery's
It'll
good?
Still beep because the battery's good, but the detector is not good because it's so old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those things will wear out.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Something else I didn't even think about before I got back in prevention was cleaning them. The National Fire Protection Association recommends that once in a while you take the wand of your vacuum and just go over the chamber where the smoke will go in to keep dust from collecting in there.